1490 WLCX, real news and great conversation for La Crosse. Here's your daily news roundup.
From the Civic Media Newsroom, I'm Melissa Kay. A Republican candidate for governor was endorsed by President Donald Trump this week. Trump said on social media that Tom Tiffany, who is the current representative in Wisconsin's 7th congressional district, has always been at his side, and as governor, Tiffany would work to grow the economy, cut taxes, secure the border, ensure law and order, support the military, and protect gun rights. Tiffany, a long supporter of Trump, launched his campaign in Wausau in September. After the endorsement, Washington County Executive Josh Shulman dropped out of the gubernatorial race, meaning Tiffany will face medical service technician Andy Manske in the August 11th Republican primary. The primary for Democrats is much more crowded, with 7 candidates still in the race. Scammers are using the tactic of impersonating local government entities and officials to obtain money for fake tax bills and other fees like building permits or zoning submissions. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection has received reports from individuals, businesses, and even government entities of being targeted in this manner. Scammers will use email and text messages that seem legitimate with well-written details, sometimes impersonating specific individuals using official government logos, street addresses, and titles. They may even ask potential victims to immediately wire money to avoid late fees, fines, legal action, or even arrest. Scammers try to instill a sense of urgency to get you to act out of fear of retribution. The DATCP recommends using verified contact information for local government entities, officials, and utility providers. Local news at the top and bottom of the hour, or on demand anytime at lacrosseeagle.com. From the Civic Media Newsroom, I'm Melissa Kay.
The Bucks have a new player. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Bucks did not trade Giannis, but they did add one new player in a three-way trade. He's Usman Jang, a 6'9" forward who grew up in France, spent the last 4 seasons with the Thunder. The Bucks at home tonight against the Indiana Pacers. NFL, the Super Bowl is Sunday at 5:30 on NBC. Patriots quarterback Drake May injured his right shoulder in the AFC Championship, had an illness last weekend.
You know, like I said, I'm not trying to lie to you guys. So I'm saying I'm feeling great. You know, I'm feeling great, and looking forward to get out there, out here today. You know, another day of practice. You know, got one tomorrow, and you know, feeling pretty good.
Seattle is back again at the Super Bowl. I spoke to Jerron Reed, who played for the Packers 3 years ago, and is excited to be back with the Seahawks.
Yeah, I think it'll be amazing, man. I think we deserve that. Our fans deserve that. Seattle deserves that for us to be able to bring the trophy back home.
At Seahawks defensive tackle Jerron Reed from Super Bowl 60 with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
It is going to be quite a bit colder and blustery today. A few snow showers this morning, then partly cloudy. Temperatures in the 30s this morning will drop into the upper teens to low 20s by later this afternoon. Tonight, clear down to 4 above. Tomorrow, sunshine. High of 22. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your La Crosse News Roundup from WLCX. Find more news anytime at lacrosseeagle.com. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.